Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Bible is full of practical advice which can surely be of profit to all who read it. Yet if all one sees in the Scriptures is the literal practical teaching of them, then that man has missed the greater purpose of those teachings. To stop at the practical application of the Scriptures is to rejoice in the shell while disregarding the kernel which is hidden inside of it. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works. Any discussion or exhortation unto good works, which does not include a consideration of the source and power of those good works, is but an exercise in the flesh, which will do nothing but confirm a man in his own self-righteousness and stimulate his pride in his own obedience. The Scriptures are primarily written to testify of Christ and to point to Him as the fulfillment of all righteousness, even as the Lord told His disciples that He would send His Spirit who would testify of Me. This is that which the Lord taught the Pharisees, who were avid students of the Scriptures. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of Me. So the central lesson which must first be learned by any student of the Scriptures is to see this truth. But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. The awakened sons of God know that they need a performer. They will despair when confronted with exhortations of obedience to the precepts of God if they do not clearly see that it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Their comfort is not in their own obedience, but rather in His. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. The work of Christ as our Redeemer is hinted at, described, and prophesied throughout the Scriptures, as well as being demonstrated in His own actions when He walked upon the earth, and in the present hour as our great High Priest before the throne of God. To fail to see Christ as the central subject about which the Scriptures are written is to miss the purpose for which they are given. The glory of God is the purpose for all things, and the Scriptures set forth in no uncertain terms the glory of Jesus Christ as the Redeemer of sinners, as the centerpiece in the unfolding of that purpose. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell, and it has pleased Him that this glory might be declared throughout the world in the preaching of the gospel. So any time that true preaching occurs, Christ must be the theme, and His glory must be the purpose for which that preaching is done. All else that may occur shall be a result of the magnification of Christ, even as Paul declared that he was called to proclaim. All exhortation, reproof, and doctrinal teaching must be undertaken for that purpose. The psalmist said, "He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." This scripture is often used to stir up the Lord's people to action. Yet we believe that this scripture has reference to Christ and that work which He has both undertaken and performed. Christ went forth with weeping. He came with a burden to save His people and is touched with the feelings of their infirmities and the sadness of the death to which they were in bondage. Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He bore precious seed. Christ was given a people from before the foundation of the world which He has loved with an everlasting love. He chose them as the objects of His redemptive work, and it is for them that He bled and died and does presently intercede. They are the seed of God, elect and precious unto Him. He brings His sheaves with Him. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. He does so with rejoicing. He rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. Do you see Christ in the Scriptures?
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.